Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, at last, Lum is a free man. The courts could find no basis for a trial against him and dropped the case. So once again, the old partners are reunited and are happily running the Jot 'em Down store together. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the store. Lum is hard at work on the financial records. Cedric has just entered. Listen.
Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Come on in.
Yes, hello, Mr. Lum. Hello, Mr. Lum.
Ain't no use talking to Lum, Cedric. He's concentrating on the bookkeeping. Been at it all morning long. Just tickles him to death to be working on them books again.
Does it?
Well, it must, the amount of time he spends on them. I done all the book work while I was running the store here alone, and never take me more than 5 or 10 minutes, and just appears to take him hours to do it.
Hey, Abner, here's another entry I can't figure out.
Yeah, what is it, Lum? Always old Lum's been away from them books alone, he sort of forgot how to do them.
You got Grandpappy Spears charged with 7 or something on one day, and 2 or something the next day, and 3 the next day. But it don't say what that something is.
Well, I don't know. Must be a mistake. I don't recollect selling Grandpap nothing. Wait a minute. What day was that? That 7's down there for?
Oh, on a Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, that last Tuesday. Yeah, I recollect now. Oh, them's just a record of checker games that Grandpap win from me.
For goodness sakes. Putting stuff like that in the books. No wonder I can't get nothing to balance.
Well, we had to have something to keep score on. They's laying there open. Fix it up somehow, Lum. Dog is a sure relief to have Lum back in the store, Cedric. I can just sit back and let him worry about all such of that now. He's a heap better at worrying than I am.
Say, Mr. Abner, what I come in for was to ask if you had any of them big dolls left. The kind you had just before Christmas.
Oh. Why, yeah, I believe we do have a couple of them, Cedric. You going to get one for Clarabelle?
Oh, no, Mom, it's for me.
You? Doggies, ain't you a little big for a doll, Cedric?
Oh, no, Mom. See, I need a doll for something I'm taking up. I'm going to be a ventriloquist.
A what?
I can't speak that word.
Oh, you mean a ventriloquist?
Yes,
yeah.
Mom, that's it.
Oh, I've seen them at carnivals, yeah. I don't believe you can throw your voice, old Cedric. That's awful hard to do.
Oh, I can do it all right. See this little round thing here?
Uh-huh.
See, I just put that in my mouth, and I can throw my voice any words I want to.
Well, I do know.
Surprise my friends. That's what he said.
What who said?
The feller that sold it to me. It just cost $1.50.
Well, I doggy, that sounds like a bargain. Let's hear you do it once, Cedric.
Well, get me the doll first. I've got to have a doll to sit on my lap and talk to like
you. Oh, sure. Hey, see, now, where'd we put them things? Oh, yeah, they're right over here behind the counter. I know where they're at. Yeah, I'll get them.
This feller'd say, hello, Bobo, and then the doll would answer right back and say, hello, Mr. Gorky.
Well?
Mr. Gorky was the feller's name, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd tell some jokes and stuff. Boy.
Yeah, here we are, Cedric, yeah. How's this one? This one do?
I reckon so. I'd rather have a boy doll, but I guess this one's all right.
Yeah. Well, here. I just set it on your lap there, and let's hear you talk with it.
Boy, this is fun.
Yeah, I've always loved to hear them fellas do it.
Put on some entertainments down the school.
Oh,
listen.
Yeah.
Hello, Bobo. That's funny. It don't answer, does it?
Well, you got to do the talking for Bobo, too, Cedric.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot to put the ventriloquist thing in my mouth.
Oh, hello, me.
Now, listen. Hello, Bobo. Hello, Cedric.
Is that supposed to be Bobo?
Yeah. Bobo sounds an awful lot like me, don't he?
Yeah, sounds exactly like you, Cedric. I don't believe that thing's much good.
Oh, yes, it is. It worked terrible good for that other fella. I just need to practice, I reckon.
Yeah, well, maybe when you practice later.
Abner, come here a minute. I need your help.
I can't now, Lum. Me and Cedric is practicing ventriloquisms.
Ventriloquism?
Yeah.
Hello, Bobo. Hello, Cedric.
Here, Cedric, Lum.
For goodness sakes. Forget that, Abner. Come over here and explain some of this stuff you've written in these books.
All right. Excuse me, Cedric. What is it you can't figure out now, Lom?
Granted, I don't see how one feller could get things so mixed up in such a short time. You're a genius. A genius.
I am. Hello, well, good
Bobo.
For me.
Hello, Cedric. Hello, Bobo.
Listen to Cedric.
Cedric, hush that up. Granny, this is a noisiest one place.
Well, what is it you don't understand, Lom?
Well, in the first place, why did Miss Barton bring back a sack of sugar and 2 pounds of lard and 3 pounds of hominy?
Bring back? I never seen her do that. Must have done it when my back was turned.
Was the stuff spoiled or ruined or anything?
I don't know. She must have sneaked in here with it, Lom. Or maybe Mousie was here when she come in.
No, you must have been here because you writ it down here. This is your handwriting.
Let's see. Well, wait a minute. That don't say nothing about bringing stuff back. I just sold her that, Lom.
Not according to this. You got her credited with these groceries.
Huh?
You put it on the wrong side of the books, what you done.
Wrong side? Well, what difference does that make?
Well, it makes all the difference in the world. Yeah, I think now I can understand this next entry where you sold Ezra Seastrunk $10 worth of cash.
$10 worth of cash? I never done no such a thing.
According to the books, you did.
Never done it. I never done it. I recollect Ezra come in here and paid me $10 on his account. Well, that varmint must have turned right around and stole it back when I weren't looking. That snake in me.
Well, wait a minute, Abner.
I'm going to call him right now. I dog as he can't get away with that.
Abner,
Mom.
Get away from that phone.
No, sir, I'm going to get that varmint.
Let me out of here.
Let
me out of here.
Oh, my God, what's the matter, Cedric?
That sound like my voice is coming from the feed room?
Oh, no. Sounded like it's coming from right where you're at there, Cedric.
Did, huh?
Yeah.
Shucks, I reckon I ain't ready for a long-range voice throwing yet, then. I better just stick to Bobo.
Yeah, I believe you have.
Hello, Bobo. Hello, Cedric. Hello, Bobo. Hello, Cedric.
For goodness sake, Cedric, cut that out. It's getting on my nerves. Can't you see I'm trying to do some work around here?
Yes, Mom.
Wait a minute, Abner. Put down that phone.
All right, doggies, I'm going to get this thing straightened out right now, Lom. I ain't going to let that... Hello?
Give me that phone.
Is Ezra... What's the matter with you?
There now. Don't go call nobody else out.
Well, Lom, if that Ezra Seastrunk stole $10 from us,
Stole $10 from us.
He must have. That's what you said. It's written right there on the book.
You wrote it down there yourself.
Huh?
He brung it in here and paid you $10, and you got it down in the books wrong. That's all.
Oh.
Now just calm yourself down and try to explain some more of these entries.
Yeah, I'd have sent him to the penitentiary coming in here stealing from me.
He never stole it.
All right.
Now, listen to this one.
Speak to him about it, though, just to be sure.
Thursday.
Huh?
I'm trying to find out what this means.
Oh.
Says Thursday, arose early with the rosy-fingered dawn. Whatever that is. Ate a light breakfast and off to work. Saw a robin on the way to the store. Robins are nice birds.
Is that in there?
Yeah. Then on the next page it says, Friday. Early to work again. Saw my friend Mr. Robin once more.
What's wrong with me?
Only somehow he looked different. May have been a sparrow.
Been walking in my sleep here, sir.
Today is payday. The store is getting to seem like a mother to me.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I believe I know who put that in there.
Yeah, I'm feared I do, too.
Yeah, that's that Mousie. He told me he's keeping a dairy for himself.
Dairy?
That's what he said.
Oh, diary.
Huh?
Well, he can't keep it in the bookkeeping books, I'll tell him that. Granny, this ain't no way to do business.
Of course not.
You tell him that either he quits writing diaries all over everything else, or... Get out here and find yourself a new job. Now, Granny, I'm getting pretty tired. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Yonder he comes now. I'll tell him myself.
Yeah, he must have got his delivery done already. I'll say one thing for him, Lon. He does his work fast. I'll say that for him.
Yeah, but that ain't no excuse for him ruining the ledger books.
Oh, no. He oughtn't to write such as that in there. He ought to get himself a tablet. That's what he ought to do. Put it all down.
I'm gone from the store just 2 weeks, and when I get back, everything's so mixed up, you can't tell nothing about nothing. Hello, Mousie. Come in. I want to talk to you.
Well, howdy, Lom. I'd like to talk to you, too, if I can. Can I get off early today?
Get off early? What for?
Well, I want to go home if I can. I've got a surprise for Gussie. You see, I've just become a ventriloquist.
A ventriloquist.
Yes, sir. See this little thing? I just bought it for $1.50.
Boy, did you get one of them too, Mousy? Look, I got one here.
Well, really? How does it work, Cedric?
Oh, pretty good. Here, do you want to try talking to my doll?
Why, yes, I'll try. Let me get this ventriloquist device adjusted first.
Now, just a minute, you
here
fella.
I
this
go.
Is gone purring out.
Hello, Bobo. Hello, Mousy.
Oh, boy, that's good. Do it again.
Hello, Bobo. Hello, Mousy.
Listen to this. Let me out of here. Let me out of here.
Don't get I wish I here. Had me one of them things.
I wish you'd all get out of here so as I could get some work did.
Huh?
Of all the silly, stupid things I've ever heard of, this caps out everything.
Well, I think they're sort of cute, Lum.
You're all acting like a bunch of half-grown youngins. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh,
now, go
you're
on, get out of here. Go on, get out before I throw you out a lot further than you can throw your voices. Go
I
on, now, get out.
All right, come on, Cedric. Come on, Mousy. Say, Cedric, you think that feller's still in town? I'd love to get me one of them things.
Reckon he is if we hurry. Come on, Mousy.
Yes, sir. We'll be back after a while, Long.
I've never seen such goings on among grown men folks in my life. Hey, Cedric! Cedric, you left your ventriloquist device. Cedric! Come on. $1.50 for that thing. Curious looking gadget. Hello, Bobo. Hello, Lum. Hello, Bobo. Hello, Lum.